Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. There's Bible video, 30 minutes in length on various topics, and a host of other Bible-related material. We hope you'll take a look at it. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We also want to take this time, since it is the first broadcast of a new year, to wish our listening audience a very happy new year. And we hope that you'll tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's Word. Last month, we began looking at the subject of the pattern of salvation through history. The Bible consistently shows the pattern of man's sins, God's grace, man's faith, and man's obedience. This pattern has always been repeated when God saves people. God has always required obedient faith, as you can read in Romans 16:26. We want to look at a few case studies in order to show that this pattern is accurate. This morning, we want to talk about Rahab in Joshua chapter 2. In Joshua chapter 2, the Israelites are getting ready to go into the promised land. And this is after the 40-year wandering when the first generation died. And Joshua sends two men to go out and check the land before they cross over. Now we'll begin reading in verse number 2 of Joshua 2. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men have come tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country." So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country." Then the woman said, "The two men," and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid over the order of the roof. The men pursued them by the road to Jordan, to the fords, and soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea, for when you came out of Egypt, what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God, he is a God of heaven above and on the earth beneath. Now therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers, my sisters, and all that I have, and deliver our lives from death." So the men answered her, "Our lives for yours. If none of you tell this business of ours, it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, "Get to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and afterwards you may go your way." So the men said to her, "We will be blameless of this oath of yours which you have made to us swear, unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you and bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the door of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours then we will be free from your oath and you that you made us swear. Then she said, according to your word, so be it. And she went them, she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Now, what we see here is Rahab the harlot feared the people of God and feared the nation of Israel because she knew that God was leading them and that the Lord God of heaven was in heaven and in earth. Now, what they did is she hid the spies from those who were pursuing them. Now, what she asked in return is when they came into the land that they would spare her brothers, her mother and father, and her family. And she asked that for the kindness that she had extended in hiding them from the men that were pursuing them in the land. And they agreed that they would honor her and fulfill her request if she told no one their business, brought all of her family into her home, tied the scarlet cord on the window of her home, and that no one would go out. That no one would go out, and that if they did, then their blood would be on their own head. And if she told this information to anyone in the land, then the men would be free of this covenant, and they would not be able, and they would be free if they were killed because they had violated their part of the covenant. And so we see God's plan in the cord in the window is an agreement of a covenant. And their obedience of faith is being obedient to the instruction given to them by the spies. And we know if you continue reading in the account, when they go into Jericho, they do not harm her home. And they bring them out and all of her family, her mother, her father, her brothers and sister, and all that was in the house and herself, they were spared when the children of God took Jericho. And so what we see is that she was faithful to her agreement and they were faithful to the agreement that they made with her. Now, in the Hebrew letter, in Hebrews chapter 11, in what sometimes is referred to as the Hall of Fame of the faithful, Rahab is mentioned in verse number 31. In Hebrews 11 and verse 31, it says, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. You see, here we see the pattern all over again. The subject of God's grace is extended to Rahab. She is in Jericho. God's people are going to take Jericho in the first city in the land of Canaan. And so she hides the spies. She hides the spies because she's fearful of God and she knows what God can accomplish and what the children of Israel can accomplish with God being with them. And so she hides the spies, and because of her actions, she asks that her family be spared when they take the city. And so you see, the subject of God's grace is going to be extended to Rahab. But God's plan to help her is she's got to put the cord in the window and her family has to be brought into her home and they have to remain there during the siege of the city of Jericho. If anyone comes out, then they will be responsible for themselves, and if they're killed, she can't blame God. But if they remain in the house, and she tells no one of the men's business of coming into their vicinity, and she keeps that quiet, then they will honor her, and they will keep her from harm, and her family, and all that are in the house. And so that is God's plan. Now we see that grace is obtained by their obedient faith, by them being obedient to what they told the men they would do. They told no one of the men's business. She brought all of her family into her home. They stayed during the siege, and she fulfilled every agreement that she had made with the men, and they upheld their covenant because in Hebrews chapter 11, it says that she was saved. But what saved her? Her obedient faith saved her. She was obedient to the promise that she made to the spies. She was obedient to the covenant that she entered in with the spies, and she trusted God. And she demonstrated her faith in God by her obedient action. And so what we see here is we see that her faith saved her, but not just her belief in God, but her actions. Her actions were followed by doing what God had instructed her to do by the instruction of the spies. And so again, we see the pattern followed. We see the pattern of salvation follow. That we see that the subject of God's grace is extended to the harlot and her family. God's plan is given to her in how they can obtain that grace. And then that grace is obtained, and her freedom and her safety of her family is obtained because they had obedient faith. And then because of their obedient faith, when the land is taken, and Jericho will be taken, and when it is taken, they bring out her family and her, and they are unharmed, and God has fulfilled the promise that he made through the spies, and they are rewarded with their life because their obedience. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pattern that we see throughout the biblical record if you would take time to examine it. God's desire, according to 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, is that all men would be saved. That's his desire. The Bible also says in 2 Timothy 2 verse 4, that he desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's God's desire. So God's grace can save. The Bible says he came to seek and save the lost, Luke 19 and 10. And God's grace has been poured out on all men, according to Titus chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12. And it is by grace for your saving, not of works. All those passages, Ephesians 2, they are true. But the pattern of salvation through history is that man sins, God extends grace, and God commands man's obedience in order to be recipients of his grace. That is true in every case we have looked at on this radio program. We began with Noah, then we went to Abraham, and then we talked about the Israelites during the Passover, and then we examined the Israelites in the Exodus. And today, we have examined Rahab. And in every one of our cases, in every one, we see a pattern of salvation through history. And what we're going to see as we continue is that this pattern is followed in every generation. In the patriarchal period, as we have seen, in the Mosaic period that we have seen, and we will see it in the Christian age later in this series. Here's what I want you to know, dear listener, that God has a pattern for salvation. God has conditions, God has terms, and God extends grace to every sinner who is willing to accept the terms and the conditions that are established by him in his word. That's not working out your salvation. That's not earning it. That's not meriting it. What that is doing is showing obedient faith and trust and love for God. And in every dispensation of time, we see this pattern of salvation throughout history. We need to trust God. We need to enter this covenant with him. We need to follow his instructions. We need to show obedient faith. And when we do, God will extend grace. God will reward obedience, and we can be saved. That is the pattern, and it has always been that way, and it will continue to always be that way.